The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Edward Alden is Senior Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he specializes in U.S. economic competitiveness. Welcome to the show, Ted.
Good to be with you, Kathleen.
So, you in your note just a couple of days ago, pork and politics, Chinese investment in the United States keeps on growing. I think that's a part of the story that is missed as there's so much focus on, you know, oh my goodness, how are they, you know, they're going to deny a deal with a pork company based on national security, et cetera. But your point is that actually there are more deals getting done now.
The volume of deals is up substantially, and some of them have been difficult. Some of them have been controversial, but almost all of them have ultimately been approved by the U.S. government. And so we really are seeing this steady and rather substantial increase in Chinese investment in the United States, which I think is a good thing in a lot of ways, though obviously, you know, on a sector-by-sector basis, there are issues that have to be dealt with.
Well, exactly. Are there certain areas where we should examine, you know, the interests more than others, Ted?
Well, I think if you look at what the U.S. government's approach, the sector that has had the most scrutiny by far is telecommunications. And this is because of growing concerns over Chinese cyber espionage, over efforts to steal trade secrets of various sorts, over efforts to spy on U.S. government installations and other things. So any deal involving telecoms is one that faces big hurdles. The Chinese telecoms equipment maker Huawei has been repeatedly frustrated in its effort to invest in the U.S. market. And in fact, if you look at another deal that was approved just this last week by the Committee on Foreign Investment, this intergovernment body that deliberates on this, involved Japan's SoftBank and its bid for Sprint Nextel. CFIUS said, yes, you can go ahead with that deal, but reportedly one of the conditions was that Sprint had to divest all its Huawei-made equipment because of concerns that some of that equipment might have been tampered with. So there are big issues in certain areas. Telecom's the biggest. There are others in energy and some other sectors, but that's by far the biggest.
I totally understand that. It makes sense to me. You know, look, we're the bilateral economic partnership relationship of the world. We're also adversaries. The Chinese have horrible track record still on many things, food safety among them. That's one of the reasons the Chinese are saying, hey, look, sell us this company. We need our food processors need to know how to make food safe. But, you know, are there concerns? Do we also have to say, hey, the Chinese are competitors, and they have not been fair competitors in many industries for a long time?
Well, I think there are concerns, but I think, you know, if you look at how this administration and previous ones have tried to handle it, it's this sort of delicate balance. On the one hand, we very much want Chinese investment in the United States, particularly this sort of investment by a privately owned Chinese company as opposed to a big state-owned enterprise. So we want to encourage that. It's good for U.S. shareholders. It's good for the U.S. economy. It ties the U.S. and China more closely together economically, which is good for diplomatic relationships. You know, if you look at the trade tensions that used to exist back in the 1980s with Japan, a lot of that went away when Toyota and Honda started building factories in Kentucky and other places. So we want the same thing to happen with China, but obviously there are some areas where the U.S. and China are rivals and big concerns are raised. I don't think this deal is one of them. I really do see this as the sort of cliched win-win, because I think it will help on the Chinese side by exposing them more to American food safety protocol and standards. It will also help U.S. pork exports to China. There are a lot of barriers to U.S. pork producers who want to sell in China, and having a Chinese owner here, I think, is going to clear away a lot of those hurdles.
What about the idea or the fact that many of these meat processing plants are close to military bases? Is that something that we need to be concerned about at all?
At times it can be. I mean, there was a deal in the past 6 months that was shot down by President Obama. Rarely does it go all the way to the president's office, because there was a Chinese company that was building a wind farm in proximity to a naval installation in Oregon. We've never learned exactly what the concerns were, but it appears to be the danger that somehow some kind of spying could take place. So if there are facilities in the vicinity of U.S. military installations, this has been an issue in a number of cases. I haven't heard anything indicating that it would be an issue in this deal. And also, you know, if you really think about it, I don't know a heck of a lot about pork processing, but I don't think it's a very effective cover for spying.
Yeah. So put this in context. Ahead of the California summit between President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping, this is a big summit. Presumably, if I'm the president and I'm thinking the deal is going to be approved anyway, I'm saying, hey, let's get this done. It would set a nice stage for this important meeting.
Well, it won't get done that quickly. There's a formal review process by this committee that takes at least 45 days and could take longer.
At the very least, it is important for the president or for there to be a show of support, a sign that this is something welcome or something that we will consider, assuming we get the go-ahead from the committee.
Yeah, I mean, I would be surprised if the president were to mention this deal specifically. I mean, there may well be rival bidders for this company, and usually you don't see the president get involved at that level. But what I think you will see is general statements of support for Chinese investment in the United States. So the president sending a message, which he has sent a number of times and will continue to send, that the U.S. considers itself open for Chinese investment. There are obviously security issues with some particular transactions, but in general, the U.S. wants Chinese investment, is encouraged by growing Chinese investment in the United States, and sees it as a part of strengthening economic relations.
Ted, will it give us any more of an influence over how the Chinese currency trades?
I don't think so directly, but there's been some positive movement on that front, and you know, expansion of cross ownership is probably a good thing in that regard, because now you're going to have, you know, a Chinese company that owns a big U.S. pork producer.
All right, Ted Alden, thank you so very much for joining us in the Council of Foreign Relations, looking at the Smithfield China deal. This is Bloomberg Radio.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.